is here.
Previously on the Woody and Wilcox Show.
So we were talking a second ago about the results of a new study that was just done by Ohio State University. Sorry, the Ohio State
Thank
University.
You.
And after studying, I think it said over 7,000 families, they have determined that the number of romantic partners that you've had is approximately the same as the number that your mom had, which sounds like the premise for a joke or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that I'm not making that up. That's a legitimate study that's out there. And it's not moms to daughters. It's just moms to kids. So that would include men as well. 844-4WW-SHOW. Apparently, we need to talk to Carmen. Hey, Carmen.
Hey, good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm actually kind of shocked to study from the Ohio State University.
Yeah.
Because that's where my mom went to school.
My mom went there as well.
Oh, really? So both you and Chelsea's mom went to school there.
So you're saying the ladies from the Ohio State are easy? Is that what you're saying? The Buckeyes?
No, I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for her, but as from the stories I've heard, I think it's slightly different because of the age, like you guys were saying, because I was born in the 90s, so my mom would have been sexually active, you know, 80s,
mm-hmm.
late 70s. But I know for sure I just got married, so I've had only two partners, and then she's had five.
Oh, you know your mom's number?
Yeah.
Wow, that seems...
We're weird, we're open.
How did that come up in your life? Would you know that?
High school. She was my best friend in high school, so we talked about a lot.
Do you think, especially with hindsight now, that she was honest with her answer?
I think so. We were pretty open. She might have hidden one or two things, but she seemed pretty strong about those answers, yeah.
And so you're saying, I mean, so the difference between you and your mom is three. I wouldn't call that close, especially
with you being two.
I mean, Wilcox is rolling his eyes over there.
Well, I feel like
it's the same range, though.
Yeah, I mean, five and two, they're both on the low end, I think.
Yes.
But they're close to one another. It's not like...
Right, well, and like he was saying before, too, it's really, I think there's a difference in between how they're defining. Is it everything, or is it just romantic relationships? Because I think, you know, she might have had... One of those five might have not been a romantic relationship and just something else, where I have had four, but only two of them were romantic relationships included. So
I see.
We need to know the parameters.
There seems to be like a parentheses number, right?
Four total partners, two of them in a relationship is what you're saying for you.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering, I need to see the study. I'm a scientist myself, so now I'm curious. I need to look it up. I'm like, okay, where are the data? Let me see the numbers.
Well,
what are they really asking?
There is a summary that I just tweeted out. It was a write-up in sciencedaily.com, and so I just tweeted that out at Woody and Wilcox, so you can find it that way.
Okay, awesome. That sounds great. Definitely interesting topic this morning, guys.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the call, Carmen.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
844-4WW-SHOW. If you know your mom's number, we want to know it too,
right?
And then if you could leave her phone number, that would be awesome as well.
The Fez line at 704-FEZ-3200.
Hey guys, I'm just calling in about moms and kids having the same number. I went through a serious hoe phase when I was younger, and I can assure you my number is nowhere near my mom. She's smidge of a prude. Thanks guys, bye.
That's our next phrase for Kutcher, serious hoe phase.
Right. I mean, that wasn't as prevalent, the serious hoe phase, the SHP, back in my mom's day.
Yeah.
But people my age, you know, there's a couple years in there when you were just like, let's try not to die and do all the other things.
That's a fact, I think, for a lot of people. 844-4WW shows the way you can get through. Oh, and the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. Thanks to Evan, who says, one time in college, my mom got on to me about my number. Shortly thereafter, I heard her talking to a friend on the phone, and she said, dang, it's not fair. Evan's getting more than I am. I think that means I am winning. What do you mean? Ugh. Come on, Chelsea.
Thanks to Banksy on Twitter, who says, no way this is right. My mom got married when she was 19. There's no way she had more partners before that than I've had my entire life. What? She got divorced and married one other person, and that's it. I call BS. Hashtag nope. Then she followed it up with another tweet. And by the way, just so you know, it's not as bad as I made it sound. I mean, I think it was just that there was only a few people for her. I do not need to remain anonymous. LOL, Banksy. Thank you, Banksy.
It's just a different time. You know, people were getting married younger.
Sure.
All kinds of different factors to take into account.
Well, now, today's the day. You know, it's right around the holidays. Call your mom. Tell her you love her and then figure out what her number is. Yep. And then you can either be grossed out or relish in the fact that yours is different.
It'll be your new family tradition.
Sit around the Thanksgiving table.
Your new pre-Thanksgiving tradition.
Tell everybody what you're thankful for and then shout out your number.
Right. Right. Can't wait to hear grandma.
Yeah. Just start shouting out numbers. It'll be like a snap count. 38, right. 42, 16.
Hank!
Omaha! No, no, Grandma, it's numbers that we're doing, right, not cities.
Not where it happens.
And if you're lucky, your number will go up before dinner is over.
It's your family, oh, no.
Not if you're lucky.
No.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only.
Really? That's amazing.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
They simply couldn't imagine being without each other.
With Woody.
Ah, what the hell is the matter with you?
And Wilcox.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is insanity!
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
This is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. That's what this is like.
And now, it's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I've been through this a million times in all my years in the theater. Take a deep breath. Good. Blow it out. Let's just do a good show, okay? Everybody do a good show.
Maybe the, I guess the final day of a, what seems like maybe the longest week in the history of human. How about you? Anybody else?
The longest week in the history of human.
Right.
Isn't that a thing?
Did you skip a word in there? Did I black out for a second?
I just left an S off of human. If I add an S to human, does it sound more accurate?
The history
slightly.
Of humans.
Yes,
history okay. of humans, like the history of mankind, mm-hmm. the history of the world.
Okay.
It has been a long
week. I don't know. Every day I feel like this has got to be Friday, right? And then it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Maybe it is just me and Chelsea. I don't know.
No, I'm with you on
this. Yeah, but it is Friday now.
It is today. So finally, after 5 days, I was right.
Anticipation of Thanksgiving holiday, perhaps? Is that what it is? Looking forward too much?
I don't think so. Not for me. I mean, I am looking forward to it quite a bit, you know, and we'll have a couple extra days off. But I don't think that's why.
Effing time change still.
Oh, you think it's time change?
Mm-hmm. Getting dark earlier.
I don't know if you know this. I don't sleep much, and eventually, that's not good.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you know this, but it also affects Chelsea and I. So
no, I don't think it's affected anything this week. I'm just saying internally, it's felt like a long week. I don't think you can claim that I've been a negative influence on the show.
No.
That hasn't happened this week, has it? I would admit that if it did.
No, but Chelsea and I know that this starts a long cycle for you of slow deterioration. All the way through, the first week of April, right, Chelsea? Because that's when college basketball stops. And for those who don't know, Wilcox, huge college basketball fan, his alma mater, being there in Arizona, he has to stay up late to watch those games.
That does happen, and that hasn't even happened yet. So it has nothing to do with that. And it's not just college, although college is the best. I get stuck watching NBA games now once the season starts. But anyway, let's focus on today. Thanks to everybody who has commented on the Facebook Live that we did yesterday with comedic legend John Witherspoon. It's funny because, A, we got a lot of comments on those videos that went something like, I didn't know who this was until I saw him. Oh, my God. Those sorts of comments. Because I think 99.9% of people know John Witherspoon when they see him or even hear him. But just by name alone may not know who that is.
Yes.
So it was a great time with him yesterday. And of course, one of the things that he's most famous for, being the father of Ice Cube in the Friday movies. We Facebook lived it. So all that is up there. One of the things, if you have a chance to go back and watch that, it's just fascinating. I love hearing, because he knows everybody. I mean, he grew up with every comic you can think of. But several people commenting on the video, look at the look on Chelsea's face. Because as we were talking, and one of the topics that came up yesterday with Witherspoon was they had parties at Richard Pryor's house every Sunday. And Richard Pryor had this amazing mansion, and they would box, and they would play basketball, and all
huge
so
piece
forth.
Of property yeah, in sure. Los Angeles. Yeah, there
probably things illegal happening, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, Witherspoon says, and then he caught fire, and it got quiet, and we're just listening like we're at a campfire, and the look on Chelsea's face, because obviously Chelsea had never heard any of this before. I want to play just a clip of our chat with Witherspoon yesterday. And this is the part you need to go back and watch Chelsea's face
awesome.
On.
And then he caught fire. And all, you know, the word on TV that day, he's so critical. You know, he was critical. So all of his uncles and cousins and all of those people ran to the house to get his jewelry and stuff. And they climbed the fence to get, because he had these tall fences.
Okay.
Gates, I mean. And they got all this stuff and then had to give it back because he survived. That was embarrassing. You heard that story.
I know the story about him catching on fire. I had not heard that part of the story, though.
His relatives, you know.
Went in and grabbed all his stuff.
They went, tore that place up, trying to find. They thought he was gone.
Chelsea, I don't think, is old enough to remember that Richard Pryor once caught fire.
His family set him on fire?
No.
He was on a pipe.
Set himself on fire accidentally.
Yeah, he set himself on fire.
He was freebasing cocaine.
Cocaine, yeah.
And his family somehow found out about it, rushes into the...
Oh, it was big news because he was in critical condition. So they're like, I'm going to get mine before...
They climbed the fence.
Okay, I'm picturing him on fire. Like, and they're climbing over the fence as he's on fire.
They're running down the street on fire.
If you've never watched one of our Facebook Live videos when we've had a guest in here, just in general, the look on Chelsea's face is fantastic. Very animated. So the whole time he's talking, before she even gets to ask her question, they set him on fire. The look on her face the whole time is going back and forth, looking at everybody like, what is happening? Just, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. And whoever hasn't screen capped that yet, you're awesome. Not doing your job. So check that out if you get a chance. Maybe later we'll play more in-depth on some of that chat. Because it's funny, Big Mike rang in on that. One of the comments was like, you guys had a list of things you wanted to bring up when Spoon was there. But as soon as he shows up, you get one question in. He gets on a roll and everyone's just hanging on to every word he says. He commands the room. He could talk about anything.
Yep.
Who else could tell you about Sammy Davis showing up in a limo to play basketball with a tux on?
Right.
Which was another part of the conversation.
I love stories like that.
Right, exactly. That's what I mean. That's what's so fun when, you know, and there aren't that many people that you can have in to talk about those sorts of things.
And it's his impression of Sammy Davis Jr. too is on par with my impression.
Oh, stop it. What?
Come
you?
On.
How dare you? I think his impression, first of all, was one word.
Yeah, right.
and way better than any of yours, except for maybe the airline pilot.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so you know what? Later, maybe next hour, we'll get more in depth on some of the Witherspoon from yesterday. It was interesting as hell. Here's what we know about today, among other things. We've got a batch of fun with football audio, a bunch of new clips that we can share with you there to get ready for the. For the weekend ahead, I guess the NFL proved us wrong last night, sort of. It was funny, after last Thursday night's game, I think Panther fans were trying to console themselves by saying, well, every Thursday night is a blowout. The visiting team always gets crushed. That's just what Thursday night football is. I mean, they lost, but they didn't get crushed. So the Packers were the visiting team. They did lose 27-24 to Seattle. But obviously not a blowout. So speaking of football, very interesting little note about one of the games happening tomorrow in the NFL that I want to share with you. And more, we'll dig in with a chat coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
And now it's time for the Shat Report. Stuff happening around
the globe. Yeah, the G is silent.
Beep, 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 beep.
On the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, we were talking about how excited everybody is that it's Friday today. Partly because I thought it had been Friday several times already this week and had been wrong all of those times, needless to say. But even above and beyond that, Woody, this one's going to really resonate with you. It's a big day today. I'm sure you realize that today is National Fast Food Day. Remember ever celebrating National Fast Food Day before. Is that just me? I mean, I realize that...
I don't remember it either.
Sometimes I don't remember my name, but well, I feel like that's one I would have remembered.
Quick question. Isn't every day National Fast Food Day?
That's called a Friday, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, no, it's not, actually. And, of course, in this case, what does it mean and who cares? Those would be fine questions, and I wouldn't blame you.
Oh, my God. Who the hell... Well, cares.
There are a ton of deals, which we didn't see on National Pickle Day,
right?
But we're seeing today. Apparently, this is one that all the fast food restaurants want to, you know, grab by the horns and wrestle in and enjoy, or whatever that phrase is.
Wrestle in and enjoy.
I don't know what I'm saying. It just rolls out. I'm a wordsmith. I can't help it, Chelsea. You know how that works.
And now, all right. A moment with Wilcox.
Come on, we don't need to do it every time. It's a helpful thing for folks. I think you're doing yourself a great civic service duty job thing.
This has been A Moment with Wilcox.
What have you seen in your newsletters, Woody, that you receive about National Fast Food Day?
There's a lot. However, you may want to clear up space on your phone because almost every one of them involves you downloading the fast food chain's app or some sort of thing like that. Looks like free fries at Jack in the Box. Let's see, free junior bacon cheeseburger at Wendy's, but you got to download the app. Dunkin' Donuts has got free caramel iced lattes today from 10 until 2.
I'm sorry, what's the name of that place?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Thank you.
Also, tomorrow they're going to be handing out free samples of their white chocolate iced latte. Dairy Queen, you got to download. It's too much downloading of crap. Just give me free food, damn it.
I'm an American. Where's my free food?
Right.
Well, we'll tweet out a couple of links because it would be too hard for you to Google it on your own, you know.
Right.
But with your drool running down your face because it's National Fast Food Day, getting into your keyboard, that's ugly.
Burger King has 3 pancakes for 89 cents.
Damn.
What?
Right. Here's the other side of that coin. I didn't know Burger King had pancakes.
I didn't either.
Me either.
Or did they just start for Fast Food Day today?
Maybe.
Yep.
You know what? Let's do. Let's make pancakes today, guys. All right. So great news, I guess. You know, as you prepare for Thanksgiving next week, that's one of the things that you want to do is sort of, you know, expand the stomach. Get ready because right. you don't want to come into Thanksgiving all thin and not feeling like you can eat a lot. Getting sick right. after eating just a couple of pieces of turkey. You want to be ready like a pro, for crying out loud.
That is actually a plot from Friends, a real one that
eat
was
more?
On Friends. Yes, Joey would eat more at Thanksgiving, something that my dad allegedly did as well.
What
stretch
do you,
the stomach.
Oh, eat more prior?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what you do if you're going to be in an eating competition. We've had Joey Chestnut in here before.
Mm-hmm.
He, there's a very specific routine. He actually, as opposed to eating food, would drink gallons of liquid to just expand the stomach, like crazy amounts.
Gallons.
Yeah.
Well, that's a competition where there's money and other things involved. I'm talking about Thanksgiving, where it's supposed to be about family,
that
not
is
about stuffing
I'm
yourself
sorry.
As
are
much
you
as
saying, you are you get out if you're saying Thanksgiving is not a competition.
How dare you? Look at me. I'm Chelsea, and I feel like Thanksgiving is about celebrating family. Whatever. Welcome to America, for crying out loud. As we mentioned last night, there was Thursday night NFL action, and the home team did win, as is, I guess, most of the time the case, especially on Thursday night football. Seattle beat Green Bay 27-24. Did you see the story that was going around about the Saints-Eagles game that's happening this weekend?
There's some sort of uniform thing.
Saints are at home and the Eagles are on the road, and the Saints will not be wearing their traditional home uniform with the black jerseys. And the reason is the interesting part, apparently, and I, you know, I'm only telling you what I've heard, this is because the two coaches made a bet during a round of golf earlier this year. And somehow part of the payoff was when they played each other, the winning golfer got to have his team wear their home uniforms. Well, the Eagles coach beat Sean Payton. And so the Eagles will get to wear their home uniforms in New Orleans for that game. There's a big who cares to me about that.
Yeah.
But I still had never heard a story like that either, because I thought the NFL was always incredibly strict on all of those guidelines. You know, certain nights they wear their color rush uniform. And right. I mean, the NFL legislates that down shoes and socks. And you just, it's, I don't know. I guess you do have some leeway.
And how lame are you that's what you're betting on the golf course?
Well, here's what I heard. It's a little bit unclear, but part of it had to do with that. And then the loser had to donate to charity. Because only losers, by the way, donate to charity, obviously, is the lesson there, kids. So Sean Payton had to pay $5,000 to the Autism Challenge in Philadelphia because he lost the golf match. So the Saints will wear their color rush whites in the game, which is...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
You know, the uniform part of it is a big who cares. The fact that things are being determined by coaches playing golf against one another. I mean, what's next?
Right.
Hey, if you lose, you can't start Drew Brees against me.
Right.
Right. I mean, at what point are we now sort of taking it beyond, and now you've got a Pete Rose, I'm gambling on my sports situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know if they thought about that when they revealed this information, but it's a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. We're only a step away from something that theoretically could affect the outcome of the game, it seems like. All right, we're running short. We got to do this, but we do have a round of It Happened in Florida that I think may make you feel better about yourself, and we'll dig into that coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
What we'll do here is we've got three stories that Woody and I will share as part of this round of It Happened in Florida. All stories are true. Could have happened anywhere all over the globe, though. And you've got to figure out which one of the three happened in the troubled state of Florida. Troubled, although consistent. Cranking out the crazy each and every day. That's why we celebrate with this round of It Happened in Florida. So spot the Florida story to win at 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's got story number one.
I think all of us here on the Woody and Wilcox Show know that words are important, and how you use them can affect your everyday life.
Telling me. Nobody right? uses words better than me.
That's a fact. You have all the words. You have the best words.
I do. That's correct.
Come on, everybody. Baby, do that bomba.
All right. We don't need to.
And now, right. A moment with Wilcox.
Gloria Estefan. Come on, shake your bobby, baby, do that bomba.
This has been A Moment with Wilcox.
I bring it up because a dude in story number one was arrested in connection with a bomb threat at Willie's Chicken Shack. Allegedly, he told one of the male employees there that he was going to blow up the place. Big misunderstanding when the cops showed up. He did admit to using a phrase. However, he said that he told a male employee he was going to blow the bathroom up. In reference to a bowel movement that he had to explain to the police officer.
Mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When you say, I'm going to blow up the bathroom, you have to explain that to a cop?
I mean, it depends on the situation, I would think.
He faces two counts of communicating false information of planned arson.
So say that again?
Two counts of communicating false information of planned arson.
So if you communicate factual information of a planned arson, not a crime.
I don't know, but I agree with what you're getting at there, Chelsea. Yes. So if you tell somebody, I'm going to blow this place up, and then you don't, you can get arrested for it because you are communicating false information of planned arson. Right. Just was going to drop anchor.
Story number two has to do with vacations. Those are nice, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Who's ready for one?
Yes. Yeah.
When you take a vacation, though, and let's say maybe you're spending some time at a top-notch hotel, do you want to get away from your phone and your email and all that stuff and just really unplug?
Yes.
Would you be willing to have the hotel take over your social media so that you don't have to do it while you're on vacation? Because there's a hotel in this great land of ours that is offering this unique service. It's actually a chain of hotels with the idea that while you're on vacation, you want to get away from all of the media and all of your needs with your phone and your social. They'll take care of it for you. Much like they change your sheets and offer you, you know, in-room dining, they will also post to your Instagram account as you and respond accordingly when people say things back at you. A sitter, if you will, which is what they're calling them. Instagram sitters is what they offer. And as long as you trust them, they will handle that for you. 17 different hotels in this particular area offering up this service to, quote, eliminate the stress of being active on social media from their guests. Would you do that?
My instinct says no immediately, but then when I think through it, they have so much to lose if they don't do that properly. I feel like you would be able to trust them if it's a reputable brand.
Two words. Hell no.
Is it Florida is the question for you. Woody's got the third and final.
Let's say you're interested in trying something new. What are your first steps? You know, if you're looking to branch out a little bit.
Well, what am I branching out into?
It could be
pertinent.
Anything, Chelsea. Would you do a little bit of Google research first? Maybe like, I want to take a salsa class. I wonder if there's any free salsa lessons. Or I'm going to get into rock climbing. Is there a gym around here that I can look at? Dude in story number three is not that type of guy. When he's interested in something, boom, he jumps in with both feet. He wasn't into salsa dancing or rock climbing. He did admit to the cops that he was curious about public masturbation. What do you do at that point when you're curious about it? I'll answer it for you since you'll never guess. Do you go to a water treatment plant and pleasure yourself in front of the security camera? Because that's what he did.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Oh, look at you over there, Wilcox, up on your high horse like you've never been to a water treatment plant and emailed the bagpiper because you were curious about it.
I don't know.
Tuggy tug.
He said he was curious about water treatment or the public part?
The public part, Chelsea.
And he jerked him off.
Didn't we hear a story about this, but then the guy, you know, stuff, it got mixed into the water and then it had to be shut down and like recleaned.
All right.
I'm just saying.
When the officer stopped the 20-year-old man in story number three, he did admit that he was curious about public self-pleasure and that he did it at the water treatment plant because he's dumb. Was it in Florida? He did not taint the water, by the way. He merely exposed himself to a security camera, then pleasured himself in front of that same security camera.
I love semen.
All right.
Was it in Florida? Let's let Charles have the first crack at this. Charles, all three stories actually did happen. Which one went down in the plywood state?
Story number one.
No, sorry. In New Orleans, Louisiana is where a dude was planning on blowing up the bathroom, and somebody misunderstood that, called the cops, and he was arrested. Be careful with your words, people. Kyle, 50-50 shot. What do you think?
Story number three.
Number three, yeah. Yeah, just a dude who went to the Palm Bay water treatment plant there in Palm Bay, Florida, because he was curious about public self-pleasure and did it because he's, quote, dumb.
Coincidence or just random that it's Palm Bay?
I see what you did there. I think it's coincidence.
Okay. Story number two, by the way, where the hotel chains will offer to take over your Instagram account while you're staying there. Instagram sitters, not in this country, but Switzerland is where this is happening. 17 different hotels in Zurich and Geneva will be offering the Instagram sitter or Instagram butler, as it's known. One of the things that they'll do is take you around to different spots that are good for pictures and stuff. And then if you'd like, they will take over the account for you and make it so that you don't have to worry about all that mind-numbing tedium of filling your own Instagram story up. I'll tell you this. We've got new Fun with Football audio clips, and we're going to dig into those coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Oh, yeah.
Right. man, it's winding down, you know? I mean, the NFL season is not really winding down, but college season is winding down. Of course, there was NFL action last night, a Thursday night game. Seattle beating Green Bay at home, 27-24 was the final there. But we only have a couple more weeks in the college season, and we may, as basketball starts to heat up, get back to a round or two or some fun with basketball audio. As this season wraps up, we'll have some special editions of Fun with Football Audio. But let's dig into today, in case you're not a huge fan. This is just us taking stuff out of context from the broadcast of college and NFL games, and then we point and giggle like eighth graders. So join us, won't you?
Uh-oh. The quarterback is going to get whacked right into the face of Sean McCormick, and welcome to the game.
Yikes.
I don't think that's how you welcome people to the game.
I don't think so either.
Well, he obviously knows the gaps. He knows the holes. He did an outstanding job navigating the creases, and he's done that all year long.
Never a fan of them using the term creases.
Why?
I mean, he used all three. He was gaps, holes, and creases. Used to be the name of our show.
Right? Nobody comes to scrapes to take care of McCaffrey, and that's a huge hole.
Ew. Nobody comes and scrapes McCaffrey's huge hole, generally, is what he was saying.
Yep.
Nobody comes and scrapes to take care of McCaffrey, and that's a huge hole.
Yuck.
Haskins waited until the final moment to let that one go. This is what this guy can do. Look at that, right on his face.
That's twice already. Slow down with the face stuff.
I don't like this one with football now.
Boy, look at that penetration. Again.
Joshon Johnson came up through there and just needled right in there, man.
Deshaun Johnson just blew this one up. Well, they smelled that one, didn't they?
Just nice job of shedding and releasing and folding back inside.
How many different ways can you say that?
Watch the penetration, just pushing in the back. Here come your friends to help out.
Here it comes. They do bring the heat. Guess who? Untouched up the middle.
Yep. You know, if you read the book, you know. And Weaver comes again.
coming, and then.
What book am I reading again?
I think the key for this drive is just handling the package. They've been able to find some holes.
Right.
If you're handling the package, 844-4WW-SHOW.
The one thing I noticed studying tape on Hedrick, his bottom, it's outstanding. It really is as good as we've seen all season long from the quarterbacks we've covered.
You got to study tape for that?
They have, like, huge butts.
His bottom is...
The one thing I noticed studying tape on Hedrick, his bottom, it's outstanding. It really is as good as we've seen all season long from the quarterbacks we've covered.
Huge butt.
All right, I know. Tell me more about his bottom.
Take a look. Yeah, it's hard to see right there at the end, but he was definitely... Well, they were working on each other. You know, both Aiken and Switzer getting the pushes in. Watch the big guy just come through the hole and take care of business.
Oh, I will not do that at all.
Now this kid I'm madly in love with. The only thing is difference is he hits the hole, got a lot of power. The other guy, pomp, 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 and then he finds a hole and goes.
Hey, you're madly in love with a kid.
Right.
And then how does he hit the hole?
Now this kid I'm madly in love with. The only thing is difference is he hits the hole, got a lot of power. The other guy, pomp, 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 and then he finds the hole and goes.
I think what you're looking for is papoom, papoom, papoom.
See how much deeper Joe Flacco stays? Whoa, baby, watch this move. Puts him flat on his stomach, zips him. Did he get in? I think he did.
Zips him.
All right. Well, there you go. Now you're ready for something. That's your Fun with Football Audio. Cool Beans will be tweeting that out, so follow us at Woody and Wilcox. You can grab it that way, pardon the expression. And, of course, it'll always be up on the Woody and Wilcox channel of iHeartRadio.
Audio quiz time for you, Mr. Wilcox. Miss Chelsea over there.
I think I already know the answer.
Oh, you're recusing yourself.
Okay. I think so.
So, audio quiz just for you, Chelsea. And I got it right here for you.
Okay.
Go ahead, if you can, put your thinking cap on. I'll give you a second. And tell me exactly what is going on right
here. Before you start it, do you want to tell her that this is a world record being broken?
Oh.
Because I feel like that's an important part of the equation, right?
I was going to give that as a hint, but thanks for blowing it.
Well, I feel like that's up front. You want to tell her that, don't you?
Yeah, but I was just going to play the audio and have her guess what's going on here. Listen to this.
Go.
It's very subtle. The man is at a library. That doesn't give you a very good hint because it has nothing to do with the library.
It has no hint whatsoever.
By the way, he did set a previous record at this particular library last year. He set the world record for balancing a pool cue on your forehead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Chelsea. I mean, so...
That sounds like a weird mouth noise.
If you're new to the Woody and Wilcox show, Chelsea is very adamantly against frivolous world records. Am I describing it correctly, Chelsea?
World records that you don't happen to come about naturally, like the whitest tongue. You didn't have to train for that. Anything that involves spending your one precious life training for something like blowing a Snickers or typing with your nose, ridiculous.
Okay, so how do you feel? Because last year, he set the record for balancing a pool cue on his forehead. He did it for 1 hour and 3 minutes and 14 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, you feel like that's a waste of his time and our time.
Yes.
And shouldn't be recognized as a world record just because it's a waste of time. Am I summing it up properly?
Yes, and we're glorifying something ridiculous.
Oh, I heard Chelsea say she thinks it sounds like an odd mouth noise.
And she is dead on. Nice job on that, picking that up. It is an eating world record.
I mean, I'm not sure how many more times you can play it.
Right.
Because I don't think she's ever going to get it.
Again, why the library for eating?
That's a great question. I don't know exactly why the library. It took him 3 attempts, but he did set the world record for most sweet corn kernels eaten with a toothpick in 3 minutes.
Yeah!
I know what you're saying. You're saying, Woody, wasn't the old record? 236 corn kernels eaten with a toothpick in 3 minutes? Yes. On his first attempt, he did 230, not a world record. So he tried it again there at the library.
That's the time to go to the dentist, by the way.
217. Not going to listen to your tooth puns. On his third attempt, boom, new world record, 241 corn kernels eaten with a toothpick in 3 minutes.
Is part of the thing that you have to spear the kernel yourself?
Quote, it's a ridiculous...
By the way, if that's not an Urban Dictionary, if tonight after a couple of drinks you're not going to spear the kernel, I don't know what's wrong with you.
I don't need a couple of drinks.
That's right. Quote, it's a ridiculous talent to have. I practiced skewering a lot to prepare along with the size of the plate, spreading out the corn and the best toothpicks to use. He realizes it's dumb, but he's like, look, I do this for the children.
No.
Yes.
No.
What does that mean?
Well, a lot of kids don't think that they're good at math or science. The idea is that you can get better at it. If you believe you can get better at something and work hard at it, you can get better at anything. So there is a positive message, Chelsea.
But yeah, get better at something that, you know, improves the world, maybe.
By the way, that's 1.33 kernels a second, if I did the math right on that.
So that's pretty fast. And you can't do multiple. You can't, like, stab, like, 6 or 7 kernels. You have to do individual. There are rules, Chelsea. I looked them up.
Well, this... No words anymore. This is out of control. You can make... It's like any day can celebrate anything anymore. National Left-Handed Doorknob Day. Now there can be a world record for anything.
What I hear is an ugly jealousy.
It's just, no. Somebody's got to put their foot down.
There's a world record for putting your foot down.
I'm sure.
Let me see if I can
just make it up. Just wait, anything. Right? Pick any dumb thing, and you have the world record because no one has done it yet.
Who's been listening to the Woody and Wilcox show the longest? There's your new world record. Speaking of dumb things.
Right.
But I bet that can be a thing. I don't know how it works. I think you just ask the people at Guinness, and you say, hey, is this a thing? And they go, yeah, that's a thing. And then they send a guy out in a blazer, and he times you.
You can do any of that.
That's it.
Most bracelets worn on your right hand on a Tuesday in March, world record.
I think you may be onto something there.
Let's not get ridiculous. There's no record for that. Video available to Woody and Wilcox Facebook page is where you can see the man breaking the world record for eating sweet corn kernels with a toothpick in 3 minutes.
I'll tweet that out as well so that those of you who are Twitter only are not left out in the cold. One thing I wanted to do here, since it was late in the show yesterday, comic legend John Witherspoon was on with us. Now, what was funny is after we had John on yesterday, a lot of people were like, I didn't know who that was by the name, but then when I saw him and heard him, oh my God, I love that guy. Among other things, first of all, he's 76 years old. He was well known for all sorts of things, including being Ice Cube's father in the Friday movies. And just one of those guys who is a walking encyclopedia of what I think of as the early days of modern comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Told stories about Richard Pryor and the Sunday parties they'd have at his house. Shocked Chelsea when he revealed the stories about when Richard Pryor sadly caught on fire, which the look on Chelsea's face on our Facebook Live when he told that story is priceless. He talked about, again, playing one-on-one basketball with David Letterman, full court, outside at Malibu High School.
In the rain.
Right. Carrying his luggage. So I wanted to go back and revisit some of that because it was much later in the show. Now, it's all available on our Facebook page, and it was all tweeted out yesterday, and you can find it on our Woody and Wilcox channel of iHeartRadio. But we're going to dig into some of that audio, and we'll do that next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
On yesterday's show, really late in the show, comedic legend John Witherspoon was on with us. And if you don't know the name, I know you know the sound of his voice and you know him if you see him. He's been in everything, TV shows, movies, going way back. He was, I think, sort of at the beginning of modern comedy. I feel like when the rise of prominence of comedians like David Letterman and Richard Pryor and so forth, he was there for that. And since it was late in the show yesterday, I wanted to go back and play some of the audio from when Spoon was on with us yesterday. And by the way, video, unedited and off air as well as on air, is up on our Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, and I just tweeted out the link. So if you're just somebody who follows on Twitter, you can find that at Woody and Wilcox. But one of the things we went back to with John Witherspoon yesterday was the fact that whenever David Letterman would come out to LA from New York, he would make Spoon go play one-on-one basketball full court outdoors at Malibu High School, and here he talked about that.
We used to do that. That was our game. When he'd come in town from doing his show in New York, he would call me, Spoon, let's go play some ball. Sure, I have nothing to do. And we'd go play at Malibu High School, one-on-one whole court. And people come out there wondering, what the heck are these two dudes doing? So we looked like we were crazy because he's checking me like he wanted to win every game.
Right.
That's what they... It's like I'm carrying luggage. You know, because we were, oh my God, he wanted to win every game.
But I think, the first thing is, who plays one-on-one full court?
Full court. I haven't done it since.
I don't blame you.
And I tell people this, they don't believe that I actually did that. Why you lie, Spoon? Are you lying these days? No, I play one-on-one whole court. You think I'm kidding? And we would play on a timer. Dave had a timer after a while. He had the clock build that tick and tick, tick. I said, well, wait a minute, Dave.
Come on.
He carried it around with
him? Like a shot clock?
Yes. Yeah. Shot clock. No, the game be over. We got to be finished the whole game in about 9 minutes.
Oh, I see. So it's a quick timer. A quick one-on-one.
Yes. We play about eight games. You can play just one? Then I said, Dave, I can't play no more. Come on, let's play three more. I said, no.
Running up and down the court?
No.
We played one time, you know, because he talked me into playing in the rain. And we looked over, and the janitor and his friend and two other friends was looking at us out of the door and looking at them crazy dudes. The rain beating down on us.
But he was
checking me like I stole his money.
Did anybody know? Were you recognizable at that point? Because even funnier.
Yeah. Heck yeah. You were talking. So first of all, you and Dave got to know each other from the comedy store, right?
Yeah. And we had a Comedy Store basketball team.
Okay.
We didn't lose not one game. We were that good.
Who would you play against?
NBC.
Okay, so like other media people.
A TV show who were basketball players.
Who's on the Comedy Store basketball team back in those
Jimmy
days?
Jimmy Walker. Dave Letterman. Tom Dreesen.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a bunch of guys come in there. You know, everybody wanted to play after we started winning.
Right, of course.
You want to be on that team.
And you were talking off the air about how there was a regular, I'm fascinated by all this, the regular basketball nights at Richard Pryor's house.
Well, Richard Pryor would have it was not nights. He would have every Sunday when he had the Richard Pryor show, and then after that he would have parties at his house every Sunday. And he had about four acres.
Okay.
On Parthenia in L.A. And so he would have, you got a basketball court, he got boxing rings. He got two boxing rings. You can go in there and box somebody if you want to.
Yes. What?
Really?
Yeah, he had a boxing ring. You go in there, and he would go in there and get knocked out. Yeah, he would have his bodyguard, Rashawn, would box him.
And knock him out.
Knock him out. Knock me out.
His bodyguard.
Why would you pick on the toughest dude in the room, right? Why not pick
He loved that. He would have trainers and people come and actually teach him how to box. Yeah. Sammy Davis Jr. would come in every Sunday in a limousine with a tuxedo on. What? I mind. I thought Sammy gonna come do some time. Come on, Sammy, give me one of them songs. Now, Sammy, we got shorts on, raggedy clothes, old T-shirts and stuff. Sammy come in with a limousine. I'm talking about a long limousine. And the guy opened the door, and Sammy Dave would get out smoking a cigarette. I mind.
Every Sunday?
Every time he would come to the party, he sure would. Every
in Sunday, a tuxedo and a limousine.
I guess he would, he got through singing or something. Well, he think he's going to sing or something. I don't know.
He just likes to wear tuxes.
He looked like he's on stage.
I don't know why my mic's not on. By the way, that's we're talking to John Witherspoon. This is from yesterday afternoon. The look on Chelsea's face as he's describing Sammy Davis Jr. getting out of the limo in a tux while they're playing basketball is just amazing. The Woody and Wilcox Facebook page, we tweeted that out because this whole thing was Facebook Live. Now he starts to get toward the story about Richard Pryor catching on fire, and the look on Chelsea's face goes even further.
Right. It was two-step on me or something. I'm trying to get to the bathroom.
Wow.
Sammy, get away from me.
Amazing.
Love those stories.
Yeah. Wow. So he had it all day long. All day long. Yeah. And then he caught fire.
I love that transition that Witherspoon makes yesterday. So we're talking about, you know, hey, we used to go out, we'd play basketball, there was boxing, Sammy Davis would show up for some reason in a tux and a limo, and then Richard Pryor caught fire. Now, here's where Chelsea's face, she's looking around the room like, is nobody else catching this? Why is nobody saying anything? This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
The word on TV that day, he's so critical, you know, he was critical. So all of his uncles and cousins and all of those people ran to the house to get his jewelry and stuff. And they climbed the fence to get, because he had these tall fences.
Okay.
Gates, I mean. And they got all this stuff and then had to give it back because he survived. That was embarrassing. You heard that story.
I know the story about him catching on fire. I had not heard that part of the story, though.
His relatives, you know.
Went in and grabbed all his stuff.
They tore that place up trying to find. They thought he was gone.
Chelsea, I don't think, is old enough to remember that Richard Pryor once caught fire.
His family set him on fire?
No.
He was on a pipe.
Set himself on fire accidentally.
Yeah, he set himself on fire.
He was jumping in again. Chelsea thought his family set him on fire.
Well, stranger things have happened. I mean, have you heard it happened in Florida stories? She does have a point.
And he just talked about Sammy Davis Jr. getting out in the talks.
Not the same as his family setting Richard Pryor on fire.
Weirdness had already been set up.
All right, let me see. We'll rejoin it here. Hang on.
Freebasing cocaine.
Cocaine, yeah.
And his family somehow found out about it, rushes into the...
Oh, it was big news because he was in critical condition. So they're like, I'm going to get mine before.
He climbed the fence.
Okay, I'm picturing him on fire. Like, and they're climbing over the fence as he's on fire.
He was running down the street on fire. He was up in his house. This is the layout. He had a full-length swimming pool.
Uh-huh.
He could have jumped in there.
Right.
He ran around the pool on fire. I guess when you have it on fire, you just don't think.
You're not thinking.
Right. No. Do they start the stop, drop, and roll campaign after this, maybe, just to help people?
I believe it was Rick James who said, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
A hell of a drug.
Yeah.
But we used to have so much fun going over there.
Oh, I can't imagine. Yeah. All right, let's hold it there. John Witherspoon is here, and we'll get some. So that was from yesterday later in the show. And again, video available not only of the stuff that was on the air, but off the air. And Chelsea, the look. It's fantastic.
You guys have known my face for a long time. You know that about me. I have an RBF that I didn't realize. Like, I'm not.
No, this isn't negative. It's just a shocked look. It's just like, what?
I can't. My face in general.
You don't have an RBF.
You don't think so? I feel like I do in that video, and it disappoints me. I'm not an RBF. Sometimes an ABF, active B face, but not RBF.
No, I don't think that's what's happening at all. It's just the shock, and I've never heard what you're talking about.
You just said somebody was on fire.
Right.
So you can catch all that. We may dig into some other audio because it was fascinating to hear him talk about how much they got paid for the Friday movies and so forth. But we got to take a break, so we'll do that here.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
So we got really behind doing some replay of the John Witherspoon stuff from yesterday. And we do have a great batch of fun with football audio coming up here in a second. But one of the things that came up yesterday during the show, and I just want to hit on this so I can prime the pump, so to speak.
Mm.
There was a story that we heard about a guy who was doing some shopping online while drinking. And this is a topic we've covered before, but I feel like because of the time of the year that we're in now, it's worth maybe bringing this back because, at least as a cautionary tale, with Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all the Christmas shopping that's going on, plus extra time off, you're maybe celebrating a little too much. You get online, you've had a couple, and you buy something that you didn't mean to buy. It's so easy now online. I mean, it happened even before the emergence of buying things online. We talked about that too, where you had too many and walked into a store and bought something. I mean, that obviously happens too, but it's so much easier online now. And it came up yesterday because there was a guy who had gone online and accidentally purchased a live pig, a peacock, and a salamander.
A giant salamander, whatever that is.
And he was shopping for clothes. So it had nothing to do with what he was looking for. And then all of a sudden, oh my God, a live pig, which I wasn't even really aware that you could buy online. But I guess there's everything available if you know where to look.
Do you think he was looking for polos with a different animal? Like on the, you know, instead of the Izod alligator, he's like, oh, I'm going to get one with a salamander on it. How do you go from clothes to live animals?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer.
Recommended.
We don't have time to do it here, but if you've got a story that might help somebody else out, like here's what happened to me or a friend, wink, and maybe that will prevent somebody from going down that path. So we're going to take your stories at 844-4WW-SHOW or 704-FEZ-3200, which is our voicemail, and we'll get to those and hopefully help people. You know, that's why we do this. It's just to help people. It's a charitable cause every day. So we'll get into that. But coming up next is a round of fun with football audio. The stuff that sounds dirty out of context from the broadcast of college and NFL games. So stand by for that.
Woody and Wilcox. The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Yesterday on the Woody and Wilcox Show, Wilcox brought us a story. Was it on? It happened in Florida.
I think it was.
Yeah. It was a story that is, I'm sure, oddly and vaguely familiar for those of us who enjoy an alcoholic beverage or two.
Yeah, the headline kind of sums it up. Drunk Chinese man shopping frenzy ends with live pig, peacock, and giant salamander. You know, that old story.
Right. And if you've ever gone online shopping, while maybe you've been overserved, love to hear your story at 844-4WW-SHOW. You can remain anonymous.
And just as a follow-up, this guy was not shopping for animals intentionally. He was looking for clothes. Apparently, there's a huge day in China that's bigger than Cyber Monday and Black Friday called Singles Day. And that's what was happening, where all these different online retailers offer incredible deals on the site called Alibaba, which is like a massive worldwide internet site where you can buy stuff. Mm. And this guy ended up with the three live animals as opposed to the clothes that he was shopping for.
It just showed up on his doorstep.
So I've received a couple of emails, and Mindy has a great question. Do I have to regret my drunk purchase? And she includes the fact that I bought the entire Time Life collection Best of the 80s on CD. $134.95 well spent.
How much?
So you don't regret it?
Apparently not.
Was this current or in the 80s?
I don't think, well.
Couldn't have been in the 80s.
You're right, not a whole lot of online shopping going on in the 80s.
How do you not regret that is my question, really? Because, I mean, all of that information is available to you in any number of ways.
Maybe you wanted it on a 12-disc box set with a free gift. I think that's a deep cable thing.
As a conversation piece, maybe, but as a tool, I'm not sure.
Well, when you're listening to Hall & Oates, you're not thinking about other ways to get that music. You're just happy you did it.
Right. Okay. I'm going to go with you on that one, Chelsea. I like it.
All right.
William sends me an email. It says, this has only happened to me once in my life. Not being drunk. I've been drunk lots of times, but I bought one thing while drunk other than drinks at a bar. I had a few days off and decided to get hammered, went to sleep, and 2 days later, I got a package from Amazon. It was the Naked Gun trilogy on Blu-ray, and it had a gift receipt that said, "You're a super cool guy, and you are really cute, XOXO. Love you." Apparently, I write myself love notes on the gift receipt.
Well, that's positive.
Isn't that awesome? Because your true self, he's showing himself some love, buying himself something, and then leaving a nice little, you know, hey, you.
Your true self.
Send yourself a surprise.
Right.
Were you indicating that he slept for 2 days? I got confused there. It really doesn't matter, but well, I was fascinated by that.
It is the way that he sort of wrote the email. Mm. I sort of skipped over it.
Okay.
Mark says that I woke up one morning and an eerie feeling came over me that drunk me had done something once again. Mm-hmm. I looked around the apartment and everything seemed fine. Nothing was broken. I started to calm down, but then I noticed that my laptop still had Amazon set up. Damn it, I said to myself. I walked over, and it turns out I bought a dog stroller. Guess who doesn't have a dog?
Even if you had a dog.
Luckily, was able to cancel before they even shipped it, and it was hours after I had ordered it, so no big deal.
I feel like Dog Stroller should be the name of a band, and I don't even know why.
Kutcher.
Right?
Dog for Kutcher, yeah, maybe.
844-4WW-SHOW. Let's talk to Bill, who's on the line. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on, man? What's your deal?
I didn't drink, but I did take NyQuil one night. And a few days later, I started getting day-after-day delivery from UPS, from Amazon.
Ooh, anything good?
Well, I just made the last payment on my guitar last month that I bought.
So you bought it on credit, too.
Amazon does let you pay for things over payments. Sometimes.
I know. I did it on credit card.
Oh.
And still playing it or thinking about taking it to the pawn shop?
It might wind up at the pawn shop one day. It looks really nice on its stand in the corner. I don't play guitar, by the way.
How much did you spend on it?
A little over $700.
That's a big one.
Did you try to return it?
No, I was too embarrassed.
Bill, we appreciate the call, man. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one.
844-4WW-SHOW. You know what? You can remain anonymous and just call the Fez line. It's our voicemail setup, 704-FEZ-3200.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We were talking about an It Happened in Florida story that came up yesterday, and we thought we need to expand on this. It was a guy who went online to buy some stuff, like you do, especially this time of year, and he'd been doing a bit of boozing. And he accidentally, while shopping for clothes, somehow ended up with a live pig, a peacock, and a giant salamander. I don't know. I don't have the answer to how, although maybe a man who wishes to remain anonymous on the phone right now, we'll call him Becky, can fill us in on what happens in those situations. Becky?
Yeah.
What happened? What can you share with us?
All right. So my loving wife and I were celebrating our anniversary in the great city of Asheville.
Okay.
We went to the local outlet mall and proceeded to find the one place serving alcohol at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning at the mall.
Is it a Chili's too?
That's a solid decision.
So after a few rounds and some lively conversation, a stack of boxes in the corner caught my eye. And after conversing with the owner of the establishment, I made the wonderful decision to purchase 4 cases of banana costumes while drunk in Asheville on a Sunday morning.
Now, it sounded like you said 4 cases of banana costumes. What did you really say?
Yeah, that's what I really said. Not hammock, but the costume. You dress up like a banana.
4 cases of those costumes?
Well, he said boxes, but I don't know what that is. Is that more than one per box? How many costumes are we talking about?
48 in total. There was 12 per box.
You started drinking at 10 a.m. on vacation with your wife and bought 48 banana costumes from a bar owner.
Yes.
Why would there be 48 banana costumes there?
Apparently they had what they called a banana run, and that's what they had left over.
And this dude's like,
I just thought it'd be a fabulous idea to have banana costumes.
Now, I guess we ought to ask what you paid for 48 banana costumes.
It was a smoking deal. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say.
It's that embarrassing, huh? Wow, come on.
Wait. Do you regret this purchase, or is it something that you still have?
I still have it. The most useful reason I have found for the banana costume is that morning when the children are misbehaving is to put one on and greet them off the bus.
Oh, yeah. Like it. And then you've got 47 more in case that
you and your buddies can get together and have a banana party.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I'm going to leave you guys my number, and if anybody needs a banana costume, just send them my way.
Yeah, we could do that.
Make sure you hang on. Cool Beans will get that info from you. Thank you, man. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
How bad is that when you're anonymous and you're still afraid to tell us how much you paid?
I know. Well, I'm just thinking like $10 each, you're pushing $500 on banana costumes.
Yeah, that's...
But I do want one.
Well, Cool Beans is getting his number right now, so you're in luck.
All right.
844-4WW-SHOW, the way that you can get through...
See if Justin Kutcher can work banana costumes in.
I'll write that down. There seems to be a trend developing on things purchased on the Fez line. So we'll take a break here and we'll come back to the thread that seems to be running through those calls. Mm. And we'll get to that and your embarrassing, perhaps regrettable, online purchase next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We're trying to do our part to make the world a better place.
We're not doing a good job.
We do each and every day here on the Woody and Wilcox Show. And one of the topics that comes up periodically is regrettable purchases, potentially while under the influence of something. Not necessarily online, although that tends to be the way it happens these days. And it's so easy to make that mistake now with technology. And of course, with, you know, Cyber Monday and Black Friday on the way, it's important to at least remember that it can be an issue. Now, it's interesting. We've gotten, you know, obviously multiple messages on our voicemail throughout this topic, and the Fez line, as we call it, at 704-FEZ-3200. There seems to be a theme on the Fez line.
The only huge regret I have is I purchased this car brand new, and it plays the Woody and Wilcox Show.
So there's A.
Yeah, one time I had, like, way too much to drink, so I got online, and I emailed my buddy Wilcox and said, you know, we should start our own radio show, and I've just been regretting it ever since, to this day.
There's a call from a man pretending to be Woody. Still within the theme, though, I feel like.
Hey, guys, I once woke up, and all the radios in my house were set to the Woody and Wilcox Show. I knew I must have been really drunk the night before to have done that, because that definitely was not a sober decision.
So, 3 for 3.
That's hilarious.
Thanks to Banksy ringing in on Twitter. Spring break in college in Miami. Intoxicated. Bought a $55 Chanel bronzer that was 3 times more orange / brown than my face could ever be. I wore it.
Oh, no.
Photos looked like an Oompa Loompa. Hashtag regret so bad.
Now, Banksy let her mom wax her once, but I don't know if she was drunk for that or not. Banksy?
Banksy, there have been a lot of things involving your personal grooming that we now all are aware of.
I don't think
on the Woody and Wilcox
is
show.
Is the bronzer a part of grooming?
That's
under the umbrella. Okay. Yeah. That along with waxing yourself.
Having your mom wax your...
Do we need to have a discussion about something, Banksy? Should we all get together maybe and see what we can do to change your life? Not sure that we could help.
I mean, look at us.
Is that better or worse than what Al just sent me on an email? I accidentally / on purpose drunk purchased 10 adult toys and sent them to my next door neighbor's house. Put their name on it and a note on the gift receipt that said, "Dildos away!" with my name. They were not impressed.
Why 10? Because A, expensive, and B, one will probably do.
But then you can't say dildos away if it's just one.
Well,
right, it's
got to
be multiples. But then you don't want to be gauche and just send 2.
If you're going to go over 1, you got to go 10. Everybody knows that when it comes to dildo etiquette.
Didn't know, but taking notes.
If we can get Kutcher to work in dildo etiquette, that right. would be wonderful.
I think that probably won't fly.
No, something tells me it's not going to happen. So I'll appreciate the email. 844-4WW shows how you can get through. Or if you've got a witty joke about the show, the Fez line is available for you.
Right.
704-FEZ-3200.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
We've got 3 stories to share as part of this round of It Happened in Florida. Woody and I will share these 3 stories real quick. They're all true, but they could have happened anywhere all over the globe. You have to spot the one that went down in the Sunshine State, the just consistently crazy state of Florida. And if you can spot the Florida story, you win at 844-4-WW-SHOW. Woody has story number 1.
You know how I love interesting mug shots, and any chance I get, I try and post one of the more fascinating mug shots on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page.
I don't think I knew you loved interesting mug shots.
I love that stuff.
I mean, who doesn't? But I didn't know that you sort of had ownership.
I bring it up because in story number 1, one guy who was arrested, drug charges, fleeing the police, possession of meth and cocaine. His mugshot has brought over 250,000 comments. You heard that right. 250,000 comments. You can see his mugshot on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page right now. And it has to do with the man's neck. Specifically, how large and wide the guy's neck is. And Chelsea, I apologize. People are making neck puns, like, was he charged with necrophilia? Somebody doesn't skip neck day. To capture this guy, police just had to connect the dots.
Why are we just making fun of a guy online?
It's not making fun of him. They're highlighting. There's some positive. Boy looks like he could drink peanut butter.
Is that a positive?
Right. We're highlighting him.
Looks like he could drink peanut butter, is what you said.
That was one of the comments.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Like the whole jar without taking it out of the jar? Or, I mean, what does that have to do with neck size?
Does it liquefy things when your neck's that long?
It's not long. I'm looking at it now. It's wide. Yeah.
It's wide, yes.
It's, I mean, you know, if that maybe man was drinks a football some milk, player.
By the time it hits his stomach, it's going to be spoiled.
Now, see, that doesn't make sense either. It should go through quicker.
You can see the mugshot. The question was he arrested in Florida? You'd be the judge at 844-4WW-SHOW.
So it's short and wide. That's what I need to know.
Cool beans!
Yeah, that's right, Chelsea. Tuna can. Story number two has to do with a man who was arrested because of something he was doing in elevators.
Oh, no.
Does anybody want to guess what the man was doing in elevators that got him arrested?
Licking the buttons.
Licking the buttons. Cool beans!
Dropping anchor.
Dropping anchor.
Too regular.
Too regular, you say?
Sadly, I think
breaking
Chelsea's.
The mirrors.
Well, Chelsea
is
was...
Is there mirrors in an elevator?
Breaking the mirrors? What does that even mean?
Drinking peanut butter.
He wasn't licking the buttons, as Chelsea said. He was licking women's hair.
Oh, my God. You were close, Chelsea.
I should clarify, it wasn't just licking. He was sniffing and licking women's hair. This had apparently happened more than once. Including one woman that he told, hey, there's a spider in your hair. And that was his excuse to then get in and fiddle with it.
Ooh.
It was all caught on camera because unlike the mirrors that Chelsea thinks are in elevators, a lot of them do have some sort of security camera system. And he has been arrested, thankfully. Is it Florida is my question for you. Woody's got the third and final right here.
Third and final story has to do with a McDonald's employee arrested after assaulting her manager with a weapon. Now, this particular employee at McDonald's is a cook. When you think weapon, you think what? Maybe a knife? Maybe a spatula? No, this particular employee decided to weaponize crispy bacon.
The pig?
No.
Crispy bacon.
He had no legs.
That's right. The pig, crispy bacon, had no legs. I don't think that's what Woody's talking about,
though. That is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about specifically the food item, crispy bacon. Apparently, the cook was eating bacon, and the manager asked that cook to stop eating it. And the cook did not stop eating the bacon. The manager told her supervisor about the issue, and that angered the cook, who backed the manager into a corner and, quote, tried to shove hot, crispy bacon into the manager's face.
Hot, crispy bacon, you say?
That's correct.
All right. Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. The manager tried to push the cook away, and the cook, still holding onto the bacon, hit the manager in her face with the bacon. Another employee broke up the fight and called 911. An arrest warrant has been issued for the cook. Was it in Florida where they weaponized crispy bacon? Lexi is up first to try and solve our quiz. Lexi, what do you think? All three stories actually happened. Which one went down in the plywood state?
Oh, it's so hard to choose, but I'm going to go with story number one.
Number one. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Pensacola, Florida is where the man was arrested and generated over 250,000 comments. On the Facebook page alone, you can see his mugshot now. The Woody and Wilcox Facebook page is the only place that still has it.
Story number two, not in this country. Taiwan is where the man was arrested for sniffing and licking women's hair randomly in elevators.
And I don't know if I'm saying this correctly. South Carolina?
You are saying it correctly, although you don't have to have a question mark on the end of it.
Bluffton, South Carolina.
My dad is.
Down there, closer to like Savannah, right? That's where Hilton Head, there you go, is where they weaponized crispy bacon.
Now to the story of a pig that is inspiring others. One pot-bellied pig has certainly endured his share of problems. Crispy bacon was born without the use of his... My Yeah, you have to read this story. We should not. Oh my God.
South Carolina.
I used to have the Fez line call of the guy who called in, but I don't know where that is. I'll find it eventually. All right.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
I'm surprised any of us are even here today because today is National Fast Food Day. And we'll get to some of the deals coming up here in a second.
Why did you do that finger thing?
Well, I feel like they're not all as good as you'd like. But every time there's a National Whatever Day, traditionally that means that restaurants are offering special deals. So we'll give you that information in a second. I wanted to go back for a minute to It Happened in Florida, which we just wrapped up. There was a story that Woody had where a McDonald's employee was charged. Well, Woody said a couple of things that were interesting. First of all, the employee had weaponized bacon, which I had not heard before, assaulted her manager with what was called hot crispy bacon. And it led to a discussion of crispy bacon, the pig that didn't have any back legs, the newscaster who could not stop laughing at it. We played that audio
a
little earlier.
The story of a pig that is inspiring others. One pot-bellied pig has certainly endured his share of problems. Chris P. Bacon was born without the use of his back. I can't. Yeah, you have to read this story.
Just a newscaster who can't stop laughing about a pig with no back legs named Chris P. Bacon. The audio I was looking for also at the time was this one.
Hi, this is JT, and I had a sandwich with Chris P. Bacon. I can't even finish the joke.
Totally worth it. And Woody had a story about a man who was arrested on multiple charges, and the internet was losing its mind over his mugshot. Because he has a quite large neck. And you can see that not only on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. And as Chelsea said off the air, I guess it's okay to make fun of his neck since he committed several crimes. So if you're somebody like Chelsea who was initially concerned that we were making fun of somebody's appearance because of the size of a body part, now we feel like maybe it's okay. And I don't know that I can say thank you to those of you that are sending in your large-necked puns, including Woody's mom, who tweeted, maybe he was neglected as a child, and was he driving carelessly and necklessly?
See, that's, you're playing loose and fast with the rules. Van Kupo is sticking to it and nailing it. Maybe he won't get caught next time.
Yeah, Van Kupo also said maybe he wears an extra large shirt.
No, that's
I'm buzzing
perfect.
All of them. I'm
no,
buzzing that's... all of them.
Next time is perfect.
And maybe Kutcher should say drinking peanut butter next time out.
That I can get behind.
Yeah, I might not be. Not be opposed to that. So today is National Fast Food Day. I'm sure you had that circled on the calendar, right? Because you're trying to eat better and be a better human.
Also known as every day to me.
Right? I don't feel like they're really coming through as strongly as they should with the deals at the various fast food restaurants. Have you seen any that you felt like were really worth digging into? Because I don't feel like I have. Wendy's is offering $1 fries for a limited time, but I don't think that has anything to do with today being National Fast Food Day.
Right, don't they always have a dollar menu?
Yeah, but Wendy's, there's a lot of app downloading. Wendy's, you download the app and you can get a free junior bacon cheeseburger with any purchase. So you get an extra burger there. Outside of that, I'm not feeling it. No, I'm looking around. I mean,
for a limited time, Popeyes has red stick chicken.
What's that?
Marinated Tabasco chicken for $5. I don't know what that is. I'm not familiar.
What's the regular price of it?
Who's had red stick chicken before? And I don't think that has anything to do with National Fast Food Day.
Yeah, there's a lot of download the app and do this and do that. And it's one of those, I'm not going to do that. Look, I'm
do it like Taco Bell, right? Where you just walk in after whatever the promotion is, and everybody on the planet gets a free taco. Mm-hmm. It's got to be that. You can't make them jump through hoops.
Right. I'm American.
I'm embarrassed enough the amount of times that I go to a fast food restaurant. I don't need every time I look at my phone, staring at my greasy thumbprint that's still on there from the last time, trying to fire up an app just so I can get some free fries.
Greasy thumbprint could be one of Kutcher's next, although I doubt he'd go for it, to be honest with you. Greasy thumbprint. Got it. By the way, Kutcher will be working in Cool Beans Grab That into his nationally televised TCU Baylor coverage, noon Eastern on FS1 tomorrow. So keep that in mind. And we'll write down drinking peanut butter and greasy thumbprint.
Thanks to Jeremy on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page. I haven't listened to your show in a long time, but all these neck puns are enough to bring me back.
Oh, right. Really? I thought that would go the other way.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
Fully expected an insult on that one. Well, that's great. Welcome back. It's comfortable like an old shirt or a chair.
Nope.
Huh?
Nope.
What's it comfortable like then? I mean, you know, you're back with your family.
Fluffy socks.
Nope.
Silence. Hmm. I'm sleeping.
I'm not always good with phrases.
And now, a moment with Wilcox.
Show up at the county fair, make a wax fist, airbrush some You Vike That t-shirts, maybe a license plate holder. I mean, I feel like all bets are on the table. That's not the right phrase. How does that phrase go? There's all bets are off, and then there's another one with a table in it.
This has been A Moment with Wilcox.
I don't, you know what?
As comfortable as a...
All right.
And come now, on. A Moment with Wilcox.
No mention of that, so I'm going to assume he was going out. Au natural, why do I want to say au natural? That doesn't sound right. Aw. That just feels weird, though. I don't like the way my mouth feels when I say that. Aw.
This has been A Moment with Wilcox.
That's one of my favorites.
How you feeling about being back now? It's not so comfy anymore, is it?
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
Well, we're getting closer and closer to what we'll just umbrella as the holidays. And we thought it was important earlier this morning on the show to take your thoughts, hear your stories, right or wrong, about you buying something that you ultimately regretted under the influence of something.
Not all of them were regretted, though, right?
No, they didn't have to be, okay. But it had to be an item that we would hear and think, well, clearly you regret that. And maybe you didn't, but most people would. Lots of great stories came in from things that people had purchased, many times without even realizing they'd purchased it. And you can grab the podcast for that after the show. Look for the Woody and Wilcox channel of iHeartRadio. Thanks to Dylan, listening to Big Dog 106 in Beaumont. I had a growth on my hand one time. I'd been given pain pills for it. After three pills, a $3,000 mattress was something I couldn't pass up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah.
Dylan, you went online and bought a $3,000 mattress because you were three pain pills in? And did you regret it?
I just want to see a picture of the growth on your hand.
I'm curious about that, too. Did you have it removed and then they gave you pain pills, or they just gave you pain pills for your growth?
I mean,
and you're still on them.
Doctors in America would be like, that's a growth on your hand. You're going to need these oxy pills. For what? Nah, we just give them to everybody nowadays.
I mean, it would explain your not only listening, but also contributing to the Woody and Wilcox show. So I'm going to imagine that Dylan still is on the pain pills at this point. There were a lot of great stories, and the reason why they were great is because I think cautionary and you know, trying to help is what we were trying to do, including hearing people who bought the entire Encyclopedia Britannica on DVD or CD.
What?
From the 80s.
No, it was the greatest hits of the 80s from Time Life. Not the encyclopedia.
Music, not someone reading to you about aardvarks and arugula. You thought that, how did you think that would work?
I still have the email from Mindy. I bought the entire Time Life collection, Best of the 80s on CD.
Where did the encyclopedia come into that?
Only in your head.
Remember I mentioned something about Hall & Oates? That wasn't about an encyclopedia.
Cool Beans, we're going to need to grab that audio. I swear there was an encyclopedia reference in there somewhere. I even wrote it down on the show sheet. Encyclopedia.
Are you confusing the Time Life?
Maybe there was another one that you're thinking I was talking about, but it is actually something else that had come in. We'll go back to the tape on that. You can find it on the podcast.
Okay.
At Woody and Wilcox on Twitter.
I'm weirded out right now.
What do you mean you're weirded out?
We didn't talk
right
about
now?
An encyclopedia until you just brought it up.
Go back and look at the tape.
I'm with Woody on this
I can't
one.
Look at the audio.
We heard a guy who bought four boxes of banana costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That he still had. Thought he was going to give Cool Beans his number so we could all go buy some from him. And then that didn't happen. So it was good and bad today. We'll cover some of the important things that we learned today, and we'll do that next. You'll be able to grab the podcast and prove Woody wrong.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.
What did we learn on the Woody and Wilcox Show today?
Nothing.
That's not true at all. We learned that it's fun to look at Chelsea's face when somebody talks about Richard Pryor catching on fire. I realize that's kind of a non sequitur, but grab the video that's up on the Woody and Wilcox Facebook page from yesterday. We did a sort of play-by-play analysis of that today on the show when John Witherspoon was on with us yesterday. Fun video. We learned the term spearing the colonel, which A, should be a euphemism for something. B, maybe should be something that Justin Kutcher works into a football play-by-play. But it's also part of a world record that we discovered today. Woody, do we have the audio on that? Because the world record was for eating the most corn kernels in 3 minutes.
With a toothpick.
With a toothpick, hence the term spearing the kernel, which has nothing to do with Harlan Sanders. It almost sounds like an old school typewriter.
Gripping.
If you were licking it. But in fact, it's a man spearing 241 kernels of corn in 3 minutes, setting a world record that Chelsea is none too pleased with. We also learned that there's a hotel chain out there that, while you're on vacation, has offered to be your Instagram sitter, your social media butler. You know how people want to get away from their phones and their social media while they're on vacation sometimes? Well, you can hand that task over to the hotel. They will post and respond and so forth while you're staying at the hotel. Would you ever do that? It is a thing. It's only in Switzerland right now, apparently. We also heard from a guy who bought four boxes of banana costumes while drinking. Somebody who may or may not have purchased encyclopedias and or music. I'm not going to go into that whole thing because it's just too much.
Thanks to that dude tweeting at Woody and Wilcox. It's okay to be wrong, Wilcox. There was no mentioning of the encyclopedia, LOL.
You had to be here. I'm not going down that path.
And thanks to CJ tweeting at Woody and Wilcox. And now, a moment with Wilcox's dementia.
We found there was somebody listens to the show who purchased a dog stroller while maybe under the influence. And we learned more about our friend Banksy and her grooming. Banksy's the one who let her mom wax her at one point. She also spent $55 on bronzer while drunk. And we just heard from a guy in Texas who spent $3,000 on a mattress while on pain medications. I assume a mattress that he didn't need. We heard a lot of neck puns today. You had to be here for that. Of course, it was also fun with football audio day today. Got to hear a lot of those.
Uh-oh. The quarterback is going to get whacked right into the face of Sean McCormick, and welcome to the game.
Maybe most importantly, we heard this one.
The one thing I noticed studying tape on Hedrick, his bottom, it's outstanding. It really is as good as we've seen all season long from the quarterbacks we've covered.
What?
They have, like, huge butts.
You can catch all of the fun with football audio on the podcast. It's already been tweeted out at Woody and Wilcox. Of course, you can follow along Woody and Wilcox channel of iHeartRadio. Today, National Fast Food Day. Not a ton of great deals, I don't feel like, but there are some. We tweeted that information out, so follow along at Woody and Wilcox. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see. We may be here Monday. Intern Dave, is anything you wanted to add to the show before we move along at this point?
Another great show, guys.
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
Not for a second have I even dwelled on the fact that the show's over. I don't,
It's the Woody and Wilcox Show.
I don't, think about it. I try not to think about it, and therefore I, you know, don't.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way to deal with something that is very, ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not, not important at all.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.